السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. And may Allah Ta'ala accept our khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, the star, and verses number 5 to verse number 8. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala answered and responded to the three objections raised by the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, naql kufr, kufr nabashad, naklul kufri laysa bi kafirin. In Arabic we say, this is what the non-Muslims used to say. They said that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intelligence sometimes is taken over by sickness, epilepsy and so forth. Allah jalla wala said, wan najmi idha hawa, Allah took an oath on the star and the stars and said, when it disappears, the stars will fall, the moon will fall, the sun will fall, everything will perish. But Almighty Allah will keep on elevating the rank and status of Him, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 94, verse 4, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Your name, nami, isme grami will always be elevated, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your honorable name and your message as well will go to the entire globe and will prevail as well. مَا دَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. And remember that your companion is not astray and no, he is being misled by anybody else. And then they would say, sometime in the tongue he would utter words that are mixed up or confused. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, the mushrikeen would say. Allah Jalla Wala defending the namus and the honor and dignity of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. And he would not speak of his own desires when it came to matters of Sharia and so forth. And it is wahi and revelation sent to him. And the Master alayhi salatu salam said, لا قول إلا الحق. So I only speak the truth. Remember, open Abu Dawood, open Mishkat Sharif and so forth. Musnad Ahmad, you will find whether it is fir rida wal ghadab, whether I am angry or whether I am in a happy mood, I will only speak the truth. So therefore, he is Sadiqul Ameen, the most beloved, the most precious to all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today's lesson, chapter 53, verses 5 to 8. علمه شديد القوى. علمه جبرائيل عليه الصلاة والسلام taught him. Who is Jibreel alayhi salatu salam? Shadidul Quwa, the one who is physically very, very strong and very, very powerful. Here there is an academic discussion and you need to understand it. Oh, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. And he, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, taught Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly what you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not know. So the direct teacher, remember, of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is who? Is him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter number 4 and verse number 113. وَكَانَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. And the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah is so abundant upon you, so majestic upon you. So chapter 4, verse number 113. So who is the teacher of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Only Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So in this verse where Allah says, أَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ, then Jibreel alayhi salatu salam taught him Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he, Jibreel alayhi salam, is physically very, very strong. It refers to it figuratively, meaning he is conveying the message. He is in charge and given the responsibility of bringing the wahi and revelation. But I am a teacher, right? I have my students, so I can change my words and expression and everything. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam is not the teacher because he has to convey the message as it is. He can't be interpreting it, changing it and all that. So the same kalamullah ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, that he has to bring to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So yeah, allamahu doesn't mean as we would normally understand of teaching. It would mean the meaning of conveying the message from Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala to him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want an academic discussion on this, go study Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahullah, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976, and you will find in Imdadul Muftin Sual, Ya Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam ke ustaz the? That was the question. Is Jibreel alayhi salatu salam the teacher of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam? He said no. And remember, he gave the same example that I gave you now, that he is just conveying the message, and that is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 26, and verses number 192, 193, 194, 195. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And this Quran Sharif was revealed piecemeal from Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. Ruhul Ameen, Jibreel alayhi salam brings it down. Ala qalbik, on your Mubarak blessed heart, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's conveying, bringing the message. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ, so that you will warn the people with compassion and love. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ, in the Arabic language, which makes things clear. Chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, regarding the poets, and verses 192 to 195. So we should understand things in the proper perspective. Dhu-mirrah, and he, Jibreel alayhi salam, is the possessor of sound judgment, sound wisdom. He knows what to do, and no shaitan, no evil forces can overpower him or interfere with him. He's powerful, and he knows exactly the sound wisdom, sound judgment. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is praising him. He is the Amir and Ra'isul Malaika, the greatest, and Archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. I use the English words and so forth, so biblical terms, so that our non-Muslim listeners can also benefit. Alhamdulillah, we get good messages from them as well. So yeah, we see Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Quran speaks of him. On the night of majesty, on the night of destiny, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ. On that, the greatest night of the Islamic calendar, Laylatul Qadr, chapter 97, Allah says what happens on that night, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, the angels descend from Maghrib time, right till Fajr time, the entire night, and they coming in their multitudes and millions and billions and billions and zillions. And Warruh, Ruh refers to Jibreel alayhi salam. Just now you did Ruh Amin. So he is the leader, the archangel. So chapter 97 and verse number 4. So we should know that as well. Fastawa. What is the meaning of Fastawa in this text and context? Another objection raised by the Mushrikeen polytheists. You say, Ya Rasulallah, they would not say Ya Rasulallah, but we have to say that for love and respect, remember that. So Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that an angel comes to you. But remember, the person coming to you is a human being, meaning in human form. So how can he be an angel and so forth? So this is happening in the skies there during the occasion of Mi'raj, the miraculous nocturnal journey of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah right to Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, and from there the Mi'raj to the seven heavens and beyond. So remember, if you want the beginning of the journey, go study the beginning of the 15th part of the Noble Quran, chapter 17 and verse 1. And this is part of the Mi'raj from Masjid al-Aqsa right to the seven heavens, physically, bodily, in the state of awakeness. So Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, fastawa, he stood up straight in his original form. And when he stood up straight in his original form, sadd al-ufuq, then he covered the entire horizon, remember that, with his 600 wings and so forth. So powerful he is. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, twice in his original form. This is once in the skies and once on the land and sand, there in Ghar Hira. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَىٰ. And he, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, was there in the highest corner and side, remember, the eastern horizon. When you study Mustada Ahmad, when you study the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, and that you will find. So he, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, is there covering the entire horizon with the 600 wings and showing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam as suratul haqiqah. That his original form and shape and so forth. They can take multi-dimensional forms, these angels, remember that. Now he has to come and bring the wahi to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thumma dana, subsequently. Dana, he comes nearer to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatadalla, and he comes lower and lower and lower, to bring the message to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is consensus that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire universe, greater than Jibreel alaihi salam, greater than all the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu salam, and greater than everything and everybody in the universe and creation. So that is what we must understand, what this Quran is teaching us, and not what people are saying and so forth and so on. Islam is not based on rumors and fabrication and superstition. It is based on Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, Al-Wahyain, and both Al-Wahy and Revelation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 2nd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447 in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Today is day number 690. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Two jutlas dispatched to hell and killed by Hamas. The international world and global society and journalists have condemned, there's a total outrage against Israel, the haramis, and the murderers, and the swines, and the pigs, and donkeys, and monkeys that they are. Chapter 5, verse number 60, and remember chapter 62, verse 5, so you'll find all the verses there as well. Manimam yesterday deliberately premeditated murder of people there, the Nasir Hospital in Gaza, 20 of them, minimum 6 of them journalists, some of them belonging to the AP Associated Press, some of them belonging to the Reuters, some of them belonging to the Al Jazeera. So that is what Israel does. What do these haramis say? What did Netanyahu, the war criminal, say? He says it's a tragic mishap. Can you believe that the Harami, he should be hanged in public? What do the IDF say after murdering 400,000 people in Gaza, all that 60,000 and all these fairy tales? They have killed more than between quarter million and half million people in Gaza, the Haramis, and the slaughterers, the massacre every day almost. So remember, they say the IDF does not target civilians. So who is dying? 83% of them are civilians, according to the Guardian newspaper, you Haramis. So international outrage against Israel and the Jews and the Zionists, the most hated people and the most hated country on this earth today, a pariah state, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Hitler was right on many issues. I agree with Hitler. Whether you like, don't like, is your business. We need another Hitler, if you ask me, to sort out these juklas. So there, if you know anything of Palestine, in front you have Masjid al-Aqsa, the structure. At the back you have Qubbat al-Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. Behind that you have the Holy Sepulchre, and that is known in Arabic as Kanisatul Qiyamah. With Allah's help, I went into all these places. So you must remember, it's the holiest place for Christendom. They, Christians, believe that Jesus was crucified there and so forth. We reject all that, obviously. So a Christian person, it seems, went there by the Holy Sepulchre, and he sprayed there, Holocaust in Gaza. So therefore they arrested him, but he spoke the truth. So you must remember that 622 jutlas and haramis and settlers and squatters, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue, entered Masjid al-Aqsa yesterday, singing and dancing right inside the compound of Masjid al-Aqsa. What are you doing about it, O Muslim? What are you doing about it, O ulama? Are you even speaking about that? Are you reading Kunut al-Nazila? O Ayusummum Bukmun Umyun, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Meaning you must speak against all these haramis here. One settler, one bullet, remember that. Trump says harami, the big criminal and the felon and the pedophile and the rapist. He says there will be a ceasefire there in Gaza, Palestine, and the jutlas, Israelis, within 3 weeks. You must understand this. In September, all the world leaders will be assembling in New York by United Nations, and everyone almost will condemn Israel and America. So before all that happens, now they want to save face and so forth. It's like putting, you know, lipstick on a pig. That's what these guys, Trump and his cronies and all these Israeli leaders and so forth. But you see, you must be like Lula. We like Lula. Do you know who's Lula, first of all? Lula is the leader of Brazil. So the ambassador came from Israel to Brazil. Lula said, go to hell. We don't accept you. You see that? That's what you need. If America can kick out the South African ambassador, we can kick out the Israeli ambassador. Go to hell. We don't recognize you. So that is, we admire you, Lula. We need more people like him in the Muslim world. But where they got Iman, the bunch of murtads and munafiqeen and kafirin and ghaddarin and traitors they are. See, another traitor. Syria, yesterday 60 Israeli, the army, they crossed into Syrian territory and so forth. So then Syria objected. They said, no, we're looking for Hezbollah operatives here in Syria and so forth. So this is how Julani and them are. That Julani is a Pakka Jewish sympathizer and is going to make peace with Israel. So they're setting him up, the fool and idiot, you must remember that. So what happens is, they told Turkey, you can't give many arms now to Syria. And they said that you must have the Golan Heights, it must be demilitarized, and so forth. So everything Israel, America said, this Indian Julani, he accepts it. So what good is he? So that's what they want. Everybody must be demilitarized and disarmed, and only Israel must have the arms. But Hamas is teaching America and Israel such a lesson, they will never ever forget. Everywhere they go, they are hated, despised, and getting a good hiding also. There at one of the beaches, you must remember what happened. The British guy took many jutlas on and he boxed them and he floored them all one by one. So that is what's going to happen. Today is what? Today is Tuesday, and there's going to be a national strike day in Israel. Hundreds of thousands of people will be marching, demonstrating, seal the deal. And on the other side, in the Knesset, Netanyahu, the war criminal, and his cabinet that are also criminals and so forth, will be mulling. Must we accept what Hamas have said we must, and so forth. So maybe they accept, maybe they don't accept, because they are jutlas, they are a cursed nation. Allah is going to punish them and is punishing them till the day of Qiyamah. The IDF chief says that he is the biggest guy in the army. We must make a deal now, immediately. So the Haaretz newspaper writes, uprooting the trees in the West Bank. So it's making Israel to march to The Hague, meaning that you will be responsible sooner or later for all these war crimes you are committing. You remember Elon Musk, the South African guy born in South Africa? He thought he's the main guy, and then Trump gave him a kick up his backside. So Musk is going to sue Apple. You know Apple, the guys with the computers and so forth there. So because he says there is competition suppression, so big case that will be. 40 students, see Britain, biggest haramis, hypocrites and so forth. So Britain, part of the war criminals and crime committed there in Gaza, they are the poodle of America. So remember George W. Bush and Tony Blair, Bush and Blair, the BB, both haramis, both war criminals. So now you have the Starmer and Trump, both haramis. So 40 students from Gaza will go study in the UK, you say, but they must get clearance from Israel first. So now UK wants to play good boy, but you're the war criminal. So you assisted them. You remember that when Sunak was there, the Hindu, so I told him your next Diwali will be in India, you harami. All of them kicked out without, they dumped them without any ceremony. So remember that that is what happens. Hezbollah chief says, go to hell, Israel, we will not disarm. You must first fulfill all the United Nations resolutions, then come and tell us what to do. Trump hates blacks. Remember that he is a supremacist, he's a racist. He's a rapist and he's a pedophile and he's a war criminal as far as true Muslims are concerned, helping Israel and an accomplice in all this. So now 5 times the whole world wanted ceasefire in the United Nations. Biden said no and Trump says no. That is how they hold the world hostage. We must teach these Americans and Israelis a big lesson. Muqata'a, qati'u ayyuhal ummah. Boycott their things and let them bring them to their knees, the jutlas and Americans and so forth. Trump fires Lisa Cook. He cooked it up for her, you see that? So she is there in the department, you must remember, of finance and all those things there. So now alleged fraud and mortgage fraud. You, Lisa Cook, you got your chamchas and sidekicks listening. You must take Trump to the Supreme Court. Teach him a lesson. He is becoming a tenpot dictator. You must remember that. Huckabee the donkey. He is there 100 days as the ambassador of America to Israel. Haaretz says the 100 days of failure. Russia, from Russia with love, you see. Putin is bombing the hell out of Ukraine. Today is day number 1279. Remember that. And what it will happen there? So remember, they say that Russia is not interested in making peace with them unless on the terms of Russia, you see. So we want our territories back and so forth and so on. And we don't want anybody here from NATO. You see, Italy, the government announced, they told the European Union and so forth, we not going to send one single soldier there to Ukraine. You want, you go. We not sending anybody. So the whole European Union is fractured already. Look at the Gulf states, the Arab states, good for nothing, 90% of them, useless, hopeless people. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wayilul lil Arab, woe to the Arabs, remember that. And it's Sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. The Gulf states are visiting Russia in record numbers, from Russia with love. How's that? You know why? Many of the youngsters are going there The Russian women are very beautiful, and money for sale. You see that? Money talks all languages and so forth. The Jutlas, I told you, are the most hated people on earth. India has hits back at United States regarding Russian oil. You don't come and tell us from who we must buy our oil and so forth. Israel bomb Gaza in the past, how many? 690 days, you must remember. Just make plus minus 700 days. So that they have bombed them more than America, Britain, and then bomb Afghanistan, bomb Iraq, and the World War II and World War I put together. That's so many times Israel has bombed, and yet they can't beat Hamas. So what that tells you? It tells you they are a cursed nation and the real terrorists on this earth. Therefore, wherever Israel plays soccer in the international arena, the whole crowd is shouting, Palestina, Palestine, from the river to the sea, you will be free. And the Israelis are so hated, the haramis. But Trump says the ABC and the NBC news should be taken off air because they're critical of him. Russian swimmer missing, you understand, in Turkey after swimming there in the Bosphorus race. He came there to Turkey from Russia. Looks like he fell in love with Turkey, or maybe some Turkish delight, and now he's missing in action. American-style justice. They sent one guy who's innocent, right? Garcia, to Salvador, so see? And they tortured him there. Then they realized they made a mistake. They brought him back to Maryland. Now they want other charges against him. They want to deport him to Uganda. That is your American justice. Bunch of haramis and war criminals, if you ask me. Look at these passengers. You must remember, real passengers. In Saudi Arabia, the capital is Riyadh. In the Hadith Sharif, in Bukhari, is mentioned Najdis. They are Najdis. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was, who is, who will always be the only rahmatul alameen, refused to make dua for the Najdis. So they say in the metro there, they are train servers. Yesterday was 100 million passengers that have used the metro in Riyadh and surroundings and so forth. So that is your Saudi news. Come to South Africa, our beloved country, the Banana Republic of South Africa. We are packed between Mashatile. Mashatile is in big trouble. You must remember his son-in-law is involved in some, you understand, scandals, and his family is involved in some scandals. And Fikile Bulula, they want to make a pact. You see that? So it is written, it's a disaster for the ANC. Don't forget about Bulula, that he was sent to Dubai. And when 702 caught him out, he said, no, it was a loan from that family there. So these are the people, all corrupted lot, if you ask me. South African women are warned not to go to Russia for jobs. That they give them wonderful adverts. We will give you this, give you that. When they go there, they end up, you must remember, in prostitution or in some gangs or some drugs or something like that. So you must be very careful. My advice to South African women, never ever go overseas for job and all that. Always problems. The bullets are flying in a church. You Christians, what's happening? In a hazy view. So three guys came in with guns. And they started spraying the worshippers there with bullets, and this is the second time. They stole all the cell phones and money from the worshippers in the church there in Hazy View. Do you know where's Hazy View? Hazy View is there in Mpumalanga next to Kruger Park. You must remember that White River, Hazy View, all nearby areas. So checkers now, after their 60-60 success, you know, so now they want to go for the next one. You must remember that. And that is, so you must remember, they say we're going to have self-service checkout. So meaning you won't have a person there to help you. You just will punch in, you must remember, everything, scan everything, and then you just pay with your card or what have you. So that is how. So this will lead to more unemployment in South Africa, it looks like. So a lecture by the Jutla, Dan Price, you must remember, it's supposed to be there in Joufort University. cancelled because the people petition and say, we don't want to hear your story and Israel story and your Zionist story. Go to hell and go and join the DA if you want to. But how dare you come here to Wurz and speak to us? So they cancel it. Well done to the Wurz students, and whether you're Muslim or Jew or Christian or whatever religion. So that was a good thing. Next one, did you see Steenhuisen? Steenhuisen, he is the leader of the DA and Minister of Agriculture. Go see his photo before he joined the GNU and go see it now. They are getting fatter and fatter by the day. So when they ask Tutu, you see that Tutu, tell us what is the difference between apartheid and the ANC government. Tutu gave a wonderful answer. I like that answer of his. He said that under apartheid we have the gravy trade. So now with ANC and them, and including now, I hear from my side, the GNU, the government of national unity, you got the gravy plane. So what's happening, Steenhuis? You're getting too fat, it looks like, for your boots. So our program today will be Tuesday. Inshallah, Mufti Hassan Ali of America, currently in Pakistan. Mona Zaid will interview him. 11 to 12 is Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 is Tafsir and Commentary of the Noble Quran. Make dua for the Ummah. Make dua for Gaza. Allah decimate the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, a Hanafi girl made nikah with a Shafi boy in the presence of his family. However, her family had no knowledge of it. Was the nikah valid?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The girl is a Shafi'i following that school of jurisprudence, and the verdict of the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis is the authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, various compilations, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, the master عليه الصلاة والسلام said, لا نكاح إلا بولي, no nikah is valid without the consent from the guardian, the father, the dada, the paternal grandfather of the lady, her brother who is sane and mature and so forth. So if her parents or her father, her family don't know anything of that, then nikah is null and void. And remember, they're living in sin, so they must go now to the girl's father or the family and seek permission from there, and they give their blessings. So they must renew their vows, as they say. They must renew their nikah. So that is compulsory and mandatory upon them. Otherwise, they're living in sin, and every moment Allah's curse is upon them.
Mufti Sahab, what is the Shariat ruling regarding a lady in Iddat? Is she allowed to walk on her property or go to the garage or walk around her house, but within the confines of the boundary of the property?
When a lady's husband has passed away, the iddat will be 130 days. Chapter number 2, verse number 234, Arba'at Ashurin wa Ashura. So it does not mean, my sister, that during the iddat waiting period, you must be there in the confines of your house. You want to go in your backyard to hang your washing, or you want to go to your garden in the front yard and so forth to see what's happening there, you understand, what you planted. So all that will be permissible. However, there is one proviso, and that is you don't go out when the strange men and all that can look at you and see you and so forth. So therefore, if you have a fence or you know that they can't see you from outside, then remember, it is totally permissible, there's no problem. But the women, some of them, they will tell this lady who's in iddat, you must just stay quietly in your house, you can't go out, the sky must not see you. So that came from Palanpur, Saharanpur, and Dabelpur, and your Kolvatpur, and all these places. Lal Kitab stories, fairy tale superstition they brought from India and all these places. That's nonsensical talk, there's nothing like that in Islam. So if you go out in your property, so remember that it is permissible, but no man and that must see you from outside. So that is the big condition and proviso.
Mufti Sahab, can you please give me a sunnah dua on WhatsApp that I can read before making salam in the last rakat?
So remember that in your last rakat of salat, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, that perform your salat as I perform the salat, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So before making salam, there are various du'as that are mentioned. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tawlim Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu inni uhibbuka ya Mu'az. Oh Mu'az, I love you. Imagine how elated, delighted he was, Mu'az bin Jabal. And then the Master alayhi salam said, La tada, do not forget and leave out this dua fi duburi salatik, in the ending of your salat. So the ulama, the muhaddisin and scholars say, it refers to both ways. In the ending of your salat, that after you read your attahiyat, your tashahud, after you read your salawat, durood sharif, and now in the ending of your salat, read, Allahumma inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. So that is a sunnah. Or you read it after making salam. But you read it in salat, it's totally permissible and sunnah. Second dua, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkah Sharif. Tawwadhu billahi min arba'a. Seek Allah's protection from four things before you make salam. There was a student of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Tawus bin Kaysan. He used to say it's wajib to read this dua. We don't agree with that. I just want to show you that how much importance they attach to it. He says, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you must make ta'awuz, meaning seek Allah's protection. So we will say, and four schools say, is sunnah to read this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil mahya wal mamat. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the trials of this world and the time of death and so forth. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from masihid dajjal. Masih, both his eyes, something is wrong. One eye is protruding, is right outside. Other one is right inside, but also damaged. Therefore, Masih, and Dajjal, the biggest deceiver. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabin nar. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from Jahannam, the punishment of the fire. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil qabr. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the trials and torments of the grave, and so forth. So these four du'as are sunnah when you before making salam. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, the greatest personality to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers, said that Ya Rasulullah, teach me a dua that I can read before making salam. The Master alayhi salam taught him, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ وَارْحَمْنِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. All these du'as are sunnat. Now, our problem is what? In the 1960s, when I went to madrasa in the early 60s, our teachers, those teachers passed away. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. They taught us a du'a, and many of you are still reading it. Allahumma rabbi ighfir li wa li walidayya wa li asatizati wa li jami'il mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. This dua, ya Allahumma rabbi ighfir li, is permissible, but is not sunnah at that time there. So we must know what is sunnah and what is not sunnah. So best is you read the first three duas that I mentioned. Then, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me immaculately. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. So that is what Islam is teaching us.
Kisa, many women have this Quran khatam. So a question is posed. Anyone taking the 30th para must read till Surah Ikhlas and wait until all paras are done, then do the khatam. Is this the proper way of doing khatam, Mufti Sahib?
This is again Lal Kitab story, fairy tale story. First of all, to have this khatam and tell this one to read this, read this, read this, is not a sunnah or compulsory or something. It's permissible. So people read, and then you're wondering, well, the person going to read the 30th juz. So now you finish that, you make your own dua. It's not you have to wait for everybody. Some people will take 1 month to finish it. You're going to wait for 1 month. Some will take 1 week. And so not everybody reads in the same pace and the same speed. So there's no such thing like that. So if you make the Khatmul Quran, it's permissible. And after that, you just make dua, it's finished. You have Yasin Khatam. So now it don't mean you have to wait for everybody to finish the Yasin. When we were in Newcastle, you must remember Darul Uloom from 81 January to 2001 January. Then Mawlana Qasim Sema Rahimullah used to sit there on the floor and afterwards on the chair, you must remember, because he was ill and sickly. So then all the students would sit and read Surah Yasin. Then Maulana would call one student, come and make dua. So it don't mean all the students have finished their Surah Yasin. Some are hafiz, some are not hafiz. Some are just learning how to read the Quran. So you just say everybody's dua Yasin is accepted. So likewise, you say everybody's Quran Sharif is accepted. You make dua, you don't have to wait and all that.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to find out the gender of an unborn baby during a scan?
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us and informs us, wa indahu lil hasr wal qasr. Remember, indahu, when it comes for Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, it means exclusively by Him. So by Him is the knowledge of whatever He's mentioning. So yeah, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us. You must remember in the ending of Surah Luqman. You know Surah Luqman? So in the Noble Quran, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us. And that is the ending of chapter 31. Inna Allaha indahu. You see indahu? So it's for exclusivity. Only Almighty Allah knows. Ilmu sa'ah, the knowledge of the day of justice. It will be on a Friday, but which day, what date, all that. Only Allah knows. To say Ashura and all that is Shia propaganda. Take another beautiful example from the Quran Sharif. You must learn all these things here, old ulama and students. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. And only by Him, exclusively by Him, are the keys of the unseen. Nobody knows the unseen, the past, present, future, everything. That's only in the knowledge of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Whether it's on the land, on the sand, or whether on the ocean and water and high seas. Everything is only solely in the knowledge of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chapter 6, Surah An'am, verse number 59. That's the word وَإِنْدَهُ. For حَسَر and قَسَر, exclusivity. So chapter 31, Surah Luqman, and verse number 34, the last verse of Surah Luqman. So the knowledge of the Qiyamah is only by Him. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْسِ. He sent down the rain. Which scientist, which professor, which doctor can tell you how many droplets of rain fell? All that what they say is speculation. Then the answer is here now. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. Only He knows what is in the womb of the mother. You know, in 81, you remember? There was the marriage of the century. That's what the media, the Zionists and British media and tabloids told you. And it was in 81, 82, early 80s. So Princess Diana and him, Prince Charles, that time, going to get married. You see that? They dubbed it as what? The marriage of the century. And then she fell pregnant. And when she fell pregnant, they didn't take her to a quack. They took her is the what they call the royalty, you see. They took her to the best gynecologist. He said that Diana will give birth to a baby girl. And then a William popped out. You see that after the other character popped out. They say the second child is not even his. You must remember that, oh Charles. You saw how big Charles' ears are, the enemy, Shaitan. He was busy committing adultery with his, you understand? That chameleon he is, so what the Carmela. Then Diana said, you want to play games? So she got busy with her guy. You see that? a horse trainer. So they were training something else, the haramis. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. So only Almighty Allah knows. But you, you are pregnant, you want to know the gender of your baby, permissible or not permissible. What is better and desirable, leave it. Don't go ask. And say, Ya Allah, you said in the Noble Quran, chapter 42, Surah Ash-Shura, consultation, verses 49-50, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. Allah gives a gift to whoever He wants. And first, if He gives you a daughter, and He gives a gift as a son. So the ulama has written, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّمَ الْإِنَاثَ عَلَى الذُّكُورِ. Allah has mentioned the daughters first over the sons. So that is tafa'ul, a good omen. We are five siblings. We are two sisters and three brothers. Two brothers passed away. But the first sibling is my sister. She's 80 years old. Make dua for her. Allah grant her complete shifa and so forth. So that family, when the first child is a daughter, that is tafa'ul. Allah loves that family, inshallah. You see that? So come, last question.
Okay, Sahib, I wanted to ask you an Umrah question because one of my stepdad's friend told him that you are not supposed to do multiple Umrahs on one trip.
Remember, that is the Salafi school. These Salafis, I told you 100 times, several times, they are Muslim, but they dhal and mudwil. So these Salafi scholars, they sit on the big chairs there and all that in the Haramain Sharifain. If you ask them, Sheikh, I want to make Kathratul Umrah. Today I want to make Umrah, next day, after 3 days, they'll tell you, la, 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 la. So it's not permissible, they will tell you. But when I ask them the question, Sheikh, tell me the profile, that about Abdullah ibn Umar. Then they will say, Inna Abdullah ibn Umar hajja sittina marra. He performed Hajj 60 times. وَأَتَمَرَ أَلْفَ مَرَّةٍ. He performed 1,000 umrahs. And وَأَعْتَقَ أَلْفَ عَبْدٍ. And then he liberated 1,000 slaves. So how did he perform 1,000 umrahs? If takrari umrah, repetition of umrah is not permissible. So totally rejected what the Salafis say. They're good for nothing, majority of them. So you must remember that we say that to make several umrahs permissible, but to make more tawaf is much better compared to making more umrahs. If you go from South Africa, you made one umrah. Now you want to make second one, go to Tan'im. You want to make another one, go to Jirana, finish. Jirana is 30 kilometers out. You go with the taxi, tell him to wait there. Zahab, Iyab, a round trip. Zahab to go, Iyab to return. So Zahab, Iyab, because the taxis don't go there normally. And then you make your umrah. But make your intention, you're going to make 50 tawafs. من طاف بالبيت 50 مرة خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدت أمه. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. One tawaf, 7 rounds, 7 circuits. So you go around the Baytullah 350 times, you will be pure and cleansed from your vices and sins, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Allah Jalala, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Majidul Aqsa, destroy the Jutlas and Haramis. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.